At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In the air for Angela Simmons and Yo Gotti, but not according to some fans.
And honey, if you're looking to break into reality TV, there might be an age limit. We'll explain.
And later, Tanner chats with Michael Chiklis about his brand new TV show, Accused.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
And we have our girl entertainment journalist, Melissa Knowles, and the one and only King of reality TV, Carlos King, back in the building. What up, bro?
What's going on? I'm so excited to be here dishing with y'all. So, Brad, what we got, girl?
Child, well, ESPN analyst Stephen A. Smith learned the hard way that if you come for RiRi, the fans are only going to give you about 2.5 seconds to apologize. So during a recent appearance on our girl Sherry Shepherd's show, Stephen made a comment about RiRi's upcoming performance at the halftime Super Bowl show, child. Take a look.
She's fantastic. That's not where I'm going with this.
Okay, where you going?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's a lot of things. She's spectacular, actually.
Yes.
And congratulations on new mamahood.
Yes.
One thing she's not.
Uh-huh.
She ain't Beyoncé.
Really,
Lord, Steven? Lord, what'd he do that for?
You should have known.
Hey.
Shame.
Well, shortly after making those comments, the Rihanna Navy came in full attack mode, and Steven then took to social media to offer a 3-minute-long video apology, and he tweeted, "Apologies to Rihanna for my words. Gotta be more careful.
Gots to be more careful.
With Steven looking like Dracula, honey, on Sesame Street, how dare he? I mean, it offended me. I actually text Sherry and said, "Won't you tell this man something for saying that?"
She did kind of help cover it up a little bit. Oh, she's like, you know, Beyonce is Beyonce and Rihanna is Rihanna.
She didn't want that smoke either.
But do you think maybe he just did it for attention? Because, I mean, he does
He's mastered the art of opinionated villainy.
On his show, though.
He has a strong opinion. He's always going to throw it out there, he will take the shots. So, you know, it's not the easiest road to walk down, but he does it well.
Well, Carlos, how do you and Stephen A. Smith, who's the shadiest?
Well, look, the thing... My shade is rooted in reality, pun intended. And I think Stephen A. Smith, like Hickrack said, he gets paid to be shady every day, and I think he's got caught up in the cameras, lights in action. Mm-hmm. I get mad when people compare us, you know, Gary, you know.
Yeah.
There's no...
people compare you and Gary?
Yeah.
Y'all get compared?
All the time.
Oh.
They call me, you know, a young Gary with the
teeth. Look, bitch, you older than me.
Yo, the shade meter just broke.
All right, so I beat you, Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, my God. We're moving on. Love is in the air for Angela Simmons and Yo Gotti.
Yes.
Gary's brother. Now, the couple were all booed up at the Grizzlies game recently, but fans weren't too happy about it.
Why not? Mm.
Well, see, when the shade room posted their picture on IG, fans left comments blasting the rapper for not looking happy. Now, one fan commented, "Yo Gotti looked real stressed out." Now, another one said, "I'm happy for her, but I'm gonna need him to put a smile on his face. This is why you don't give men that chased you a chance, because they be ungrateful."
Sick of people. Listen, I love them together.
Yeah. I do too.
And she always posts something so sweet. She said, "Long as I'm next to you."
Oh.
You can look mad, happy, be throwing up as long as I'm next to you.
This picture is giving that.
I love it.
I'm gonna hug him, love him, pet him, and kiss him, and squeeze him, and tease him, and, like, you know.
It's giving true love.
I love it.
Okay, Carlos, HK, Gary, do y'all always smile in pictures when you're involved with somebody or when you're with your significant other?
Huh? Well, I don't post my man because I don't need nobody trying to steal him.
Okay,
so when I'm taking pictures of myself, I like to give you a little thug passion. So my poses are like this.
That's your thug passion. That's it. With the tongue
you know, out. And it's a light-skinned boy, you know, twink in the eyes that.
Oh, wow. You practice that. You practice that.
Yes. All light-skinned men have that little smirk. Don't you agree, Gary?
Child, please. That's that queen look, honey. I'm like, child, you better, honey, give me him.
I was getting like, you went to your favorite restaurant, but the menu has changed.
Yeah. It's giving confusion to me.
I always give a big smile when I pose.
You do,
and
Gary.
I get like,
you do.
Well, Carlos, honey, buckle up, baby, because there's some housewives drama going down, honey. Ooh. So former Real Housewives of New Jersey, honey, Ms. Jacqueline Lurita, honey, claims current housewife Melissa Gorga called fellow show alum 61-year-old Caroline Manzo too old to be a cast member.
Oh, here we go. They were still on the age thing.
Well, look, I used to work on the Real Housewives of New Jersey, so I know all of these ladies very well. Number one, Caroline is not too old to be on TV. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Thank you.
Can be 40, 50, 60 as long as you got that spark, honey. Mm. Yeah. You can be on TV. Look at Gary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was Shady with the silencer on. He came.
You know those old bitches always try to come for you, honey. Girl, I ain't paying her no attention.
No tension.
Okay, lots of actors learn accents for their roles, but Austin Butler went above and beyond to play the king in the movie Elvis. So much so that when he accepted his Golden Globe for the role, people questioned why he was still speaking like Elvis nearly 2 years after the film wrapped. Check it out.
I just am so grateful right now. I'm in this room full of my heroes. Brad, I love you. I cannot believe I'm here right now.
According to Austin's voice coach, it's not an act.
Ooh.
Woo!
Wow.
She said that's really him, honey, and that he's taking Elvis' voice on board, maybe forever.
I mean, I understand how sometimes actors do lose themselves in the roles that they're portraying.
Yeah, sure.
And but you gotta come back.
The work exactly. He put in got him awards for acting already. But yeah, there has to be something that snaps you out of it.
Yeah.
Like whether it's the next role, like play Bobcat Goldthwait in your next movie or something like that, just so you can do something drastically different tonally.
Well, the funny thing is, you guys hang out a lot, Crack, Brat, and Gary. Do you guys ever take on each other's voices when you're, you know, at home with your wives or your television?
Yeah, I like to play head crack when I'm at home.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, Brad, do you take on Gary's very masculine
when
voice?
Yeah, when I'm talking to my friends, I'll be like, no, bitch, that's a baby. No, ma'am, honey, that ain't my good Judy.
No. Okay, accents aren't the only tool in an actor's toolbox. Some roles also call for wigs, but not just regular wigs, y'all. Margot Robbie just revealed what actors do for nude scenes when, how shall I say this? When they don't have the proper pubic hair required.
What?
Okay.
Girl, shut up.
I mean, I just report the news.
I'm finna clock out. I'm leaving.
She said, I'm gonna use my Australian accent for this. It's not very good. They've things called merkins, which is like a wig that's for genitalia. I remember for Wolf of Wall Street, there was an entire merkin room. People would go in and pick one out. It was fascinating.
Oh.
That was good.
Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. Like there's a whole room full of merkins?
Yeah.
I was like, just imagine how it looks just all the wall, like these little patches
to.
Of hair.
Yeah.
I don't care to know if the carpet matched the drapes.
Really?
I don't. You like that?
I would love American, honey. Just plaster it in the back, honey, and just put it there, honey. And,
Who you gonna show it to, though, Gary?
Well, I mean, when he think he's going into one region, he's in another.
Not in disguise.
Yes, love it.
New meaning to blind date.
Okay.
Yes, baby.
Well, next, it seems in real life, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World fame and his wife were very open in their marriage. We got your details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, have y'all ever heard of a geriatric swinging couple?
No.
No.
where you root today. Now, so iconic actress Bonnie Bartlett Daniels just released a memoir at 93 years old called Middle of the Rainbow.
Oh, honey, she's a member of the LGBTQ family.
Not so much, but she is revealing that she and her 95-year-old husband, William Daniels, who played Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World, had an open relationship.
Oh, beautiful.
Mr. Feeny?
Sex Feeny. Yeah, so Miss Bonnie said in the early years of their marriage, she never felt guilty about extramarital affairs because she never felt tied to Fidelity and neither did Bill. She also admitted to having an affair with the actor in 1959 for a couple of months, but it was Bill's affair with the New York producer in the 70s that took her over the edge, and she said, listen, I could no longer tolerate any kind of open marriage. Well, the two worked it out, and they've been devoted to each other ever since, and they're still going strong in their 90s.
Wow.
Well, that's what's up.
That's what's kept them living so long.
Good for them.
Yeah, how she remembers something from 1959.
That's why I kind of question, like, some of the details, you know? Like, is this all you're doing? Do you really remember all of it? Because I know there are some sharp 90-year-olds out there.
Yeah, but
right.
I wasn't even an egg, honey, at that time. So, my God. Carla, what about you? Were you an egg?
1959. You was born.
You was okay.
anyway, Carla, do you think, honey, if Martell, honey, and Melody had an open relationship, that they still be together?
I think if Martell didn't get that girl pregnant, they would still be together. So exactly. I don't know if an open marriage would have worked. I think closed legs would have helped that marriage. Yeah. All right, so let's get into some...
Dragon with the stars.
Okay, let's give Mary J. Blige some real love.
Yes, Mary.
She stepped out looking like a whole meal for her birthday, wearing a blinged out mini dress and serving fans a dish of legs, thighs, and breast assists.
Yes.
So what do you think this is? Is this a thirst trap?
I don't think so, because when you're over 50, it is not a thirst trap. She just looks good, y'all. She looks good.
Good, with a T at the end.
Yeah, she looks good, but look like she's trying to get Ken New back.
No. And that ain't even his name, but don't even get it right. We are not even.
If it was just the fur coat picture, I'd have been like, nah, it's just Mary being classic Mary. But then when you like see that there's other pictures and you see like, I mean, damn near the top of the thigh.
Posing.
I know.
He's giving you Mary, darling.
There you go, yeah.
Like Carlos says, she just fine. Woo.
Yeah, she's giving you Mari.
She's giving, it's my birthday and I can dress how I want to.
It's not a thirst trap.
Not at all.
Well,
all the guys think it is.
Because y'all thirsty.
Drink more water, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, moving on, we have Lottie Moss. This is the half-sister of supermodel Kate Moss. So Lottie posted an IG story of a sexy date night with a mystery boo. Now, she didn't show his face, that's why it was a mystery. But we did see all the rose petals and sexy accommodations that this secret lover had for her. So she wrote this, wait, I'm dead. I don't know how to react because this stuff never happens to me. Okay, so is this a thirst trap? I think it's a thirst trap because I think it's showing everybody, oh, look what's getting done to me. Look
exactly.
What somebody is showering me with love and attention.
Right.
But I will say,
that's showering with love.
That's bragging. Yeah. A thirst trap is when you're trapping the thirst.
Yeah.
She has her thirst. She's showing y'all to get your thirst, to quench your thirst, if you will.
It's actually thirst trap repellent. Like, I got somebody doing all this nice stuff for her. I don't got no chance.
All right, up next we have Selena Gomez's new piece, Drew Taggart from the Chainsmokers. Now, he posted a chiseled, bare-chested picture on the gram of him walking through the plush greenery of Hawaii with the caption, "Why not?"
I think that's cute.
No, wait a minute. Now, Carlos and Gary, is this giving thirsty or parched?
It's giving thirsty. I want to sip it. I want it all down my esophagus.
Ew.
I want the liquid.
Really?
I want all of it. Gary, you don't agree?
I mean, Carlos, I don't know. It depends. If he would have had on a bikini instead of those boxer shorts, honey, that would have gave me a little bit more thirst. I would have been more salivating.
If he's thirst trapping, he's thirst trapping for far-sighted people, because you kind of got to zoom into the picture to even figure out who the hell it is, what's going on.
We see what we want to see, honey.
Okay, I don't mind zooming with these two thumbs.
Okay.
Instead of why not, I'm just like, why? All right, y'all, up next, our guy Tanner Thomason sits down with Michael Chiklis to dish about the series Accused. That's right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, the new anthology series Accused premieres Sunday on Fox, and I love this type of show because each episode is a different story with a different cast. Now, all episodes have one thing in common. We see the story through the point of view of the defendant in a criminal case. Well, Tanner got the scoop on the show for Michael Chiklis, who stars in one episode and directed another one. Check it out. Okay, so Accused is an anthology series. What does that mean exactly for this show?
Well, I've always been a fan of the anthology series going back to The Twilight Zone because it amounts to standalone little featurettes, right? It's beginning, middle, and an end, and it tells you a story economically lean and mean, but still plenty of time to weave a yarn, you know? I think that the anthology series really lends itself to drawing great people. And already with Marley Matlin directing an episode and Billy Porter directing and my friend Wendell Pierce starring in an episode, you know, you're drawing people because, again, it's a very short period of time. And if you've got a great script and a wonderful director and a great team shooting it, why wouldn't you do that? I'm at a place in my career, it's what's on the page and who's doing it. Those are the two biggest questions I have facing anything that I'm looking at. And these check the boxes in the best way.
You're talking about your other show. You won an Emmy for The Shield. Now, I just got to know, for me, where do you keep your Emmy? My co-host Sherry Shepherd keeps wigs on top of her Emmy. So I don't know. Where do you keep yours? What do you do with it?
It's on a bookcase down in the living room, along with the Golden Globe and others.
Yes, yes.
No, you know.
Can you tell me about maybe something strange that you've been accused of, and if you did it or not?
Oh my God. Jeez. Really, nothing comes to mind.
Okay, we can twist it up. We can change it up a little bit. Let's say that I gave you a pass to commit any crime and get away with it. What would you do?
Now something came to mind as far. See, but I think funny in terms of what, you know, like. I've been accused of having gas a couple of times when it wasn't me.
Okay, all right.
What would I get away with? I think it would have to do with the root of all evil, with money. As long as it didn't hurt anybody. But still, I believe in the golden rule.
Michael, thank you so much. That's my time. I really appreciate it.
Cheers, you bet.
Accused premieres this Sunday at 9 p.m. 8 Central on Fox. And stay tuned. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome to Netflix Airline. Please fasten your seatbelts as we prepare to take off on today's Dish Nation. That could be you, because Netflix is looking to hire a flight attendant to work on the company's private jet.
Okay.
Now, despite the company laying off hundreds of employees recently, they somehow have scraped up enough money to pay a potential flight attendant candidate a salary of up to $385,000.
Okay.
Now, the entry-level pay is $60,000, so it could go up depending on your skills, but Netflix is looking for somebody who could operate on discretion, knows their culture, and can maintain a stock room. So, who trying to get this J-O-B?
That's a lot of money for a flight attendant, though. Like, if you have the experience and you can maintain discretion.
I read between the lines. You're going to get hunched on a little bit.
Well,
that's what the discretion part is. And everything, like, yeah.
You just ain't watching movies and serving peanuts.
Oh, really?
You just ain't serving some peanuts. You be serving some other stuff.
Oh, really?
It ain't peanuts, baby.
You think that's in the job description?
For $385,000, I will apply just for that. Only for a week, though.
Okay.
I do have morals.
Okay.
Really?
A little bit.
So you're willing to do a little extra.
Hey, you have to give a little to get a little.
Yeah, my lips would be sealed.
On.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.